All but two teams still competing in the 2011 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race are at the halfway point in Nome. From KNOM, Lorelei Kanin reports.
4 minutes separated the first three teams that arrived in Nome last night in the 2011 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race, and it was team number 14, Mark McKenna and Dusty Van Meter, who won the Gold Rush Prize and will pocket $10,000 for being the first to Nome. Van Meter said they were able to make up time out of Unalakleet thanks to Todd Palin and Eric Quam.
What really saved us was the fact that those guys behind us here had to break a lot of trail. And we really put a move on and rode really hard, and we caught them. They did three quarters of the trail by themselves, and then we broke the last half and just basically had a good ride all the way through. Everything was smooth till about Topcock back there.
Van Meter and McKenna arrived in Nome at 7:41 last night. Todd Palin and Eric Quam arrived 3 minutes later, with last year's champions Tyler Huntington and Chris Olds arriving 4 minutes behind the leaders. Old said they had a good run yesterday from Unalakleet on up to Nome.
You know, we had a couple little mishaps, but overall it was a pretty good run. We started charging pretty hard after White Mountain, but decided to kind of back off a little bit because the visibility was really bad, and we just wanted to keep our stuff together. So we backed off, and we had a good run after that.
All machines that arrived in Nome last night and through this morning looked really good and intact. Whether or not a team's machine is holding up at this point is really important because the wrench time is on the clock. The time racers work on their machines is added to their departure time out of Nome tomorrow. However, three-time champion Dusty Van Meter says most racers are doing minimal wrenching work thanks to a number of storms that have hit the past few weeks.
There ain't the same beating on the machine when you got all that fluff snow going through. And, you know, normally we're going a lot faster through some of those tough sections, and you just couldn't because it was such soft snow you'd fall off one way or the other. So usually that's where you see a lot more carnage in the race, is that guys bounce off and hit trees and that type of stuff. And the snow was so deep we were crawling through places that we're really moving through normally.
And it looks like the teams will face more of the same. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, the Weather Service announced a winter storm warning for this area that lasts until 6 p.m. Friday. Again, teams will remain in Nome for the banquet that is currently taking place at the National Guard Armory. The restart will begin tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and teams are scheduled to finish in Fairbanks on Saturday. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.